kind of feel bad for this prophet Isaiah. Here he is. He's all excited about bringing the good news to Ahaz, Ahaz, how you pronounce that, and wants to tell him about Emmanuel, about Jesus, the one who is coming. God is with us. What does Ahaz do? No, I'm not going to ask. He's got to spoil it. You know, you think all the fun this prophet is going to have announcing the good news. And Ahaz, he struggles with his faith. He decides not to have faith. Now, this isn't the first time Ahaz does this. Now, Ahaz, many times, he's trying to be a man of God. He's got some faith. He knows that the God of Israel exists and stuff, but he seems to think that this God is there to pound him down or something like that. And that's not it. That's not it totally at all. When you look at the name Jesus, God is with you. The name means something. Now, like in my name, I like my first name. It's a great name. I love it. Why? Because it means to praise God, to give God honor. And I love doing that. Now I'm fulfilling. Whenever I give honor to God, I'm fulfilling my purpose because my name gives me the nature of who I am. It says a lot about actually how we name our children. You know, what names do we give them? So with the name of Jesus, his name means God is with us. Now, we would think that the way Ahaz was, you know, Ahaz thinks that God is coming to punish him, you know, so God with us, he wouldn't say God with us, coming is God, it would be more like God is coming at you. Oh, I'm going to beat you down, right? That would be God at you. He doesn't say God at you. That's not the meaning of his name. His name, it means God is with you. And he's with us. That's his nature. He is with us. He's not at you or at us. As opposed to when we look at Ahaz, his doubt, his lack of faith, we look at Joseph and his total trust in God. Now, how many of us would have woken up from that dream and said, that didn't really happen? No, I must be thinking crazy things. The supernatural stuff doesn't happen. God doesn't exist. It didn't happen. It was just a crazy dream that we talked to some atheist to consult about our dreams probably, or some tarot card reader or something like that. Wherever we go, we're definitely not going to go to God. You know? So that's the crazy thing about it. Joseph had faith. Ahaz didn't. Ahaz, they both received the same message, but except Joseph. You know, for Joseph, for all human reasoning, he shouldn't have believed. I mean, come on. Mary is with child and he hasn't been with her? Whoa. By human reasoning, that means she's fooling around. What's going on there? But he has faith. He has total trust in God. We always take up the side of Ahaz. Now, the good thing about Ahaz is that the prophet still tells him. He still tells him the good news. And what does that mean for us? You know, Ahaz was not the greatest guy at all. He struggled. He was the king at the time. Man, he fell all the time. He was constantly looking at the things of the world to try to solve the problems instead of God. Ran away from God at anything, at a drop of a hat. Nonetheless, God still gives him this message. God is with you. And he still gives us this message today. God is with you. See, it doesn't matter how many sins we've committed, God still loves us. We don't earn God's love. It can't be done. God simply loves us, as unlovable as we may be. And then because he loves us, he makes us lovable. Now that doesn't mean that we can go out and gallivant around and do whatever we want. No. Look, for you as parents, those who are parents, I mean, just because your child does the wrong thing, do you all of a sudden not love them? Do you stop loving them because they do the wrong thing, hurt themselves or hurt others? No. You still love them. They might be in the doghouse. They might be grounded for a little bit, but you still love them. And so it is with God. The difference between parents and God is, though, is that we're imperfect, and we don't love perfectly, even as parents. But God loves us perfectly. And even the things we got to go through because we've done the wrong thing doesn't mean God is loving us less at that time. God allows these things because he loves us. It's the very motive of everything he does. So we take hope that even though Ahaz messed things up for the prophet, and the prophet couldn't rejoice so much in this great gift of pronouncing the good news, we can still accept that good news today, as messy as our lives get. God is still with us. Praise God.